It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and it's the last Monday of the month. Time for our law enforcement update. Cottonwood County Sheriff Jason Purrington with us this morning. Thank you for coming in.
You bet. Thank you. Good morning.
So we haven't really had a chance to talk with you since the new year came around.
No, because January we had DNR was here because I was unavailable. So it's been a couple months.
so here we are. We're almost into March already.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's
and with
going
the weather
fast
that we've had, sure made February go a little faster.
Yes, that's for
sure.
You know,
when you walk out your house and it's, of course, in the afternoon, but you walk out and it's 50s.
Yep.
You know, no jackets. Seen people on motorcycles.
Is
shorts,
that
you know, it's just crazy.
You know, they talk a lot about the winter blues being a real thing and that depresses and all of that. Does it change what you see through the winter?
It can. You know, there can be times if it's a long winter, you know, we tend to and pick up.
You'd see it.
Busy wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's absolutely. People get, you know, they get kind of stuck
in
cabin
fever.
Yeah. So absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And granted, like everything else, it's up and down.
Sure.
But it certainly matters.
So hopefully we'll get to where we're kind of at the point now where we're starting to talk spring right around the corner, and maybe we're going to make it through this.
Yeah, I know it. I mean, knock on wood.
Yeah.
It's been a good winter so far. Obviously, we've had some hits, so to speak.
Sure.
You know, but that's like every winter, but it certainly has been a better winter than, you know.
That's a lot better winter than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought we were due for an ass.
Well,
and
yeah,
it's not over yet.
It's not over with yet, but the good thing is we're getting to the end of February. You know, once you turn into March, you can have 20 degrees today and you can have 50 degrees tomorrow. You know, things are more kind of up and down weather-wise. So good thing, you know, with the nice weather, we got rid of a lot of snow.
Boy, we did, too.
You know, there's not a lot left out there, so the ditches are empty. And so should we get more, obviously that's gonna help us. So.
Definitely. But we haven't had a chance to talk about 2025 and what the year looked like.
Nope. So today's the day to do it. Today's the day
Very
to do
good.
It. So obviously, you know, we're involved with Towards Zero Death, used to be Safe and Sober, you know, extra patrols, things like that, focus on seatbelts, DUI, speed, distracted driving, all those things. So I have end of the year numbers for 2025, and quite honestly, they're good numbers. I mean,
obviously
one death is one too many.
Sure.
But when, you know, the big grand scheme of things, obviously it's good. So in 2025, there were 373 traffic-related deaths on Minnesota roadways. So this is 22% less than 24, which was at 475.
Wow.
So that's a big number.
That's a,
you know,
huge
I feel like
drop.
Anytime you can stay under that 400 number,
well,
you know, that's,
what'd you
that's
say, 24%?
22%.
22. So, I mean, that's almost a quarter fewer.
Yeah, 100, you know, just, yeah, what was it, 374, so 98 difference. So, obviously, that's huge. 7% from 23, which was at 402, and the lowest since 2019, which it looks like I don't have an actual number, but it had to have been right around that 370 number.
Okay.
So that's good. Speed-related fatalities, there were 98 of them, 29% less than 24, which was 138, and 43% less than 2021, which was 171, lowest since 2019. So going in the right direction. Unbelted deaths, 70, were 31% less than 24, which was at 101 and the lowest in the past 7 years. So obviously that's a good thing. People wearing their seatbelts, which is important, obviously.
And that's a third almost.
Yeah.
I mean,
those
numbers are really
That's a good number. Distracted-related deaths were at 21, which was 30% less than 24, which was at 30, 34% less than 2020, which is at 32 and the lowest in the past 7 years. So good things there. And motorcycle deaths, 57, which was 25% less than 24, which was at 76, and the lowest since 2019. So,
wow.
grand scheme of things, obviously that's huge. I mean,
definitely,
that's good numbers.
If we can knock them down that much every year.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
So why? What's the reason those numbers look so good? Do you have?
I honestly don't have a general reason with this. Personal reason, I think people are just little bit more.
Maybe slowing down.
More attentive to putting
seat
the phones
belts,
down.
More
wearing the seat belts. I mean, I think people are just more aware of what they need to do to be safe.
It's not like there's fewer vehicles on the road.
No, absolutely not. It's probably more.
Yeah.
You know, obviously. But I think just people are paying attention, you know, which is what we're asking them to do.
Yep.
You know, slow down, put your seatbelt on, put your phones down, you know, and just focus on driving A to B. So that's good.
Numbers.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I just got some other stats for you here. So for 2025, like I said, there were a total of 352 crashes, fatal crashes, amounting to 373 deaths.
Okay.
So our lowest month was February, 19 fatal crashes, 21 fatalities. And our highest, which this kind of surprised me a little bit, was actually, I figured it'd be June, July, August.
Right, one of those 100 days.
Yeah, it was actually September. 48 crashes, 50 fatalities. So that kind of surprised me a little bit because I expected it to be a summer month, you know, to get the higher number, but, you know, kids going back to school and
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. You got, you know, farmers getting out in the field and, you know, I don't know if those are any of the factors, but a little surprised by that. Next thing, when you look at female to male, of the fatalities, 112 were female, 261 were male.
Okay.
So that was
quite a
difference.
Yeah.
Between that. When it comes to, you know, the four things they focus on: speed, alcohol, unbelted, and distracted. 98 of them were speed related, 114 were alcohol related, 70 was unbelted, and 21 was distracted.
So the distracted number, that one has come way down.
Yep, that's numbers come down quite a bit. So obviously the alcohol number, and they're all too high.
Sure.
You know, but obviously the alcohol number is too high.
Yep.
And the last thing, number of DWI arrests throughout the state for last year. So every county, every city, got a guess on what that number would be.
I don't know that I do have a guess. I'd say 500-600 maybe.
Okay, so year to date, number of DWI arrests throughout the state, 26,000.
26,000?
26,776 arrests for DWI in the state of Minnesota last year.
Wow.
So that's an average of 2,231 DWI arrests every month.
Wow.
You wouldn't think you would see a number like that. And granted, it's statewide, and there's a lot of people in the state. And you know,
sure.
I mean, we get all that.
Sure.
But that is just a number. It's just like, holy cow.
You know,
that is crazy.
If there is a silver lining, the number of accidents and deaths due to alcohol for the number of arrests.
Right. That's a good number then.
You know, so it kind of means law enforcement is doing their job of getting them off the street.
Absolutely.
But boy, that's a scary number.
And God, I wish I would have brought it, but I had the numbers from last year and it was roughly the same. It was that 25,000, 26,000. So the low number of arrests for DWI is February, with 1,892 arrests statewide.
Wow.
The high number is August, 2,563. And July was close with 2,506.
So from lowest to highest, it goes from 1,800 to 2,500.
Yep.
That's not... that's not nearly as big a variance as right. I would expect right. from month to month.
Yep. January is 1949, and then once you get into March, it's then 2000 and over every huh. month after that. So January, February, you know, under 2000, but everything else is well over. So.
Well, it seems like the numbers are going the right way, but if people were a little bit smarter when it came to drinking and yeah. driving, those yeah. numbers could drop
and obviously
real quick.
That is huge. And, yeah. and like I said, to point out, you know, if 114 are alcohol related out of 25 or 26,000 arrests, that's not a big number, but obviously.
But it's a preventable
it's
number.
It's a preventable number. Yeah. Absolutely. And all those are preventable sure. numbers. You know, people slow down. Obviously, you're going to, you know, unfortunately, we'll never have them, but right. you could certainly turn those numbers down even a little more.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that sets, I don't know if that sets the bar high for 2026 or if it sets the bar low with
right.
those lower
yeah,
numbers.
I guess it kind of depends on how you want to look at it. But obviously, you know, the goal is to continue to trend downward when it comes to fatalities. You know, like I said, 373 is way too many.
Right.
But in the big picture thing, it's obviously we're going in the right direction from 2024,
definitely.
Which is almost 100 deaths
yeah.
more.
And that's a huge number.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
You know, it's so
very
so
good.
Obviously the, you know, the TZD things we do and then just the regular patrol that's done is working, you know. So yep. that's obviously why we do it. So
very good. Well, yeah. Now we're excited to see what numbers are at the end of next year.
Right. Yeah. We'll find out in February.
There we go. All right. Anything else we need to mention today?
No, you know what? It's like I said, it's spring's coming. So let's just get through the next month or so.
There we go.
You know, and granted, we can have snow in April because we've had that before
right.
too.
Yep.
You know, but let's
be smart when you're out and about.
Yeah. You know, and when it comes to the traffic related stuff, just be smart.
Very
focus
good.
On driving. So
it's
thank
not,
you.
It's not that difficult.
Nope. Yes. Nope. It's not. But
very good. Sheriff Jason Burrington, thank you for coming in today.
You bet. Thank you. Take care.
That will do it for our law enforcement update and Kaleidoscope on KDOM.